Hello, and welcome to the International House Podcast. My name is Mike, and I'm here with my buddies Jason and Brad.
Heyo!
Please check us out at Twitter/X at the International House of Podcast.
No space.
Space.
All right, let's get to it.
Hello and welcome to International House of Podcasts.
Stop.
Is it the International House of Podcasts?
Harry Potter, but it's Terry Crews.
You would pick the shortest month of the year to do a dry run. I'm not usually a fruity dude, but goddamn, this unit is absolute gold.
Dry February was fantastic.
I would say let's get that out of
that's
the way.
Just, you've got to drop it right now.
It's March 1st, by the way,
for anyone who gives a shit,
which is not many people.
Right.
You would pick the shortest month of the year to do a dry
run.
I started a couple days early.
I mean, we had the leap year this year.
It was nice.
I think more congratulations to Jason and I for not having to hear this. I think we really we had to go through a lot.
You guys had to go through a lot too, you know. I was laying it on thick at the end.
I was just thinking about how you walked in here and you're like, yeah, I just slammed a monster, and like it didn't really dawn on me until I was just walking upstairs and I'm like, that's gonna hit fucking hard, probably.
Dude, if it was good, man. I was like, just back to normal though, you know, I used to drink them all the time. It was fantastic.
How's that first beer?
Oh, it's good. It's like high school. It's like a high school beer right here. Oh, man.
I'm a little jealous. That's a good beer.
It's a good one. It's crazy.
Hey, maybe we should do...
Nah. So I guess biggest thing, man, biggest takeaways from it.
Oh, man.
Would you recommend it to a friend? What are your positives? What are your negatives from it? You learn anything from it?
No. I knew I could do it. Starting it was really slow, and then like it felt like in January when I tried to do it, I just like walked into it like not knowing, and like I just 10 hours in I failed, and I just drank a random beer with her uncle, just, you know, like we just got done fixing a tent, so then we just had a beer, and I wasn't even thinking. I was like I wanted to do dry January, and then into February, and then I started a couple days early to make it all even.
Would you start on, like, January 30th or 29th?
The 28th of January. So then, you know, I made it to March 1st. So that's a whole month. That's a whole month.
You're good.
It was fun. But, I don't know. I also did no caffeine, and...
Are you going to stick to that?
No. No, I drank the Monster.
Nice. Well...
Well, I mean, consistently, are you going to do, like, coffee in the morning?
No, I think I might be done with coffee in the morning, but I'm going to do fucking... I'm going to drink... You know, when I get tired, I'm just going to drink a Monster. You know, you get those midday lulls.
Yeah.
You're tired, you know. That's fair. You know, you get home from work and you're tired and you want to drink a Monster. I'm going to do that.
You ever have that Mountain Ops? You ever had that when I had it around?
Mm-mm.
You can get it like Cabela's.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a supplement. It's like good stuff in there. And it brings you up kind of slow, but like all of a sudden you're like, wow, I feel like good right now. Yeah, I really like that stuff.
So we are really pro caffeine is what I'm getting out of this.
Oh, dude.
I learned that people, nicotine users, they basically only take in half of what a non-nicotine user, like the caffeine content that you would like. Like if we both had a 200 milligram like Monster, you would feel 200. I would feel 100 because I use nicotine.
Oh,
crazy! Really? Yeah, I don't know. I googled that the other day.
It doesn't matter how much caffeine you have.
I don't know. It's probably a scale thing, but you know.
So, any side effects? Like, did you feel, like, how was your sleep? Like, you get better sleep? You feel healthier or anything? I mean, 30 days is pretty significant, you know, no caffeine, no alcohol, nothing else like that.
Sorry, dude, this first one's making me really poopy. the first couple days I had the caffeine headaches.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, the beer was fine, you know, the weed was fine.
Did you get more energy?
No, not more energy, but I would wake up consistently at 6 o'clock.
How's the libido?
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, must be good.
No, it was fine. Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, dude. I'm having that kid.
Yeah.
It's on a pod, too. You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Oh, no.
Cat's out of the bag.
Shit. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to number two on the way.
Speaking of number two, I think you were number two to find out.
Oh, it's true. I was.
Got him.
Dude, they did it in the funniest way. So I went over last weekend and I walk in and Ashley and Brad are in the kitchen table, and they're like, "Hey, can you grab me water?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And I see this like sonogram picture like right in front of the fridge door, like between the freezer and the fridge door, like awkwardly. So it's like you got to move it out of the way.
It was like 3 feet long.
And I'm like, my first thought is like, "All right, dude, why do you have Brooks like sonogram thing? It's like in the most inconvenient spot. Like it's like I have to move this." So I moved it out, and I'm like, "Yo!" And they were like both laughing at me, and I'm like, "Wait, what?" And they're like, "Didn't you know the picture?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "It's fucking annoying the way you have it set up."
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then they're like, "It just went way over my head."
That's so funny.
And I was like, "Yeah, we're fucking pregnant." Oh, it was great, fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's exciting.
Oh, I actually have a funny topic. I was hanging out with one of our buddies today, mm-hmm. and James Parkview.
Oh, James Parkview. Oh, yeah, dude, a future guest.
Do you guys know that Untappd app, like where and you rate beers?
Yeah.
So we were talking about that, and he was showing, like, we became friends on it, and I was reading through his page, and I have to read some of his reviews of beers. They're absolutely hilarious. Nice.
This is on James Parkview's reviews.
Yeah.
All right, hell yeah.
And he's going to be here?
And he's going to be live on our show.
At some point.
Nice,
at some point.
He's got stories for days.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to go through, like, a handful of them that were kind of funny. So like usually on this page, like people are like a real, like, you know, beer snobs, beer critics, go in depth. They talk about like the place that they're drinking the beer, how like good it is, crisp, you know, the ambiance at the restaurant was great, you know, like the service was awesome, this and that. So here's our his reviews. First we got Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. His first review: tastes delicious.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Next, we have a Southern Tier Brewing Company IPA, good and cold.
Good and cold.
Nice.
It's
dude.
Just good and cold.
it's we have two things that you're looking forward to. Oh, yeah. So
we
have checking the boxes.
Dude, he checks in with the breweries every time he has a beer. Like, yo.
We have the Big Ditch Brewing Company Excavator, great aftertaste. Period. Pre-game beer at 716.
He marked where he got it. Oh, hell yeah. Dude.
Resurgence IPA. This is my fave. F-A-V, period. Rebel IPA. I love this beer, period. One of my faves. F-A-V-S.
Is he a 65-year-old guy on Facebook?
Right.
Saranac Pale Ale. Tastes great.
Oh, man.
A Blue Moon. Always a refreshing beer, huh? Question mark.
What's that mean? Huh?
I don't know. Niagara Pale Ale, in love, all capitals.
Man.
Hamburger Brewing Company, Sunday Brew, smiley face. She's a bitter, delicious, really. I don't know what that means.
All right, I gotta know how old this guy is.
He's our age, like 30.
Yeah, he's 30.
Well,
how is he so terrible at social media?
I don't know.
Resurgence
IPA. This little guy packs a punch, peeps. If you like IPAs, you will love this.
All right. He's coming into his own.
Spot Coffee Stout. If you are a coffee lover, like myself, as well as a beer lover, you will love this stout. It's got a smooth taste. Period. Very good. Period. A bit strong.
Dude, how many reviews does this guy have?
Dude, he's got a bunch. Well, these are all, like, old reviews. These are probably, like, I don't know, 6, 7 years old. I'll just get to his most recent one, which was probably my favorite one. As of late, he got back into it with the Juice Jolt IPA, which was actually a really good beer. He's like, "I'm not usually a fruity dude, but goddamn, this unit is absolute gold. Just the right citrus, really refreshing and delicious."
Dude, all right.
Dude, love this guy. Love the energy.
He went from zero to hero.
Dude, hell yeah. Just man. So yeah, he's gonna be on our show.
Yeah, he'll be around soon. But yeah, great reviews. Oh, maybe we'll just have him review stuff.
Fuck yeah, dude. He'd be our guy in the street, man.
I'm a level 6 local guide on Google, man. You have your local review guy,
dude, I know, man.
In the flesh,
dude,
right,
you're
now.
You're fucking legit.
I have power.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever make bad reviews on something?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I made a few.
Like restaurants or anything? Or like what?
Yeah, the guys are good and bad. No, the question is, do you leave good reviews? Oh, it's really easy for people to, you know, put their
not
two cents when they're
pissed
off. I usually don't leave reviews. I'll tell people, like, in person, be like, yeah, my opinion of them. But,
yeah. Right.
I do it a lot on Facebook over Google. It takes a lot for me to go to a Google review.
My Google like asked me like, "Oh, how was dinner?" Like, it was pretty solid.
Yeah, I never take them.
I'm more of a stars guy. I'll rate them out of 5 stars.
Nice.
My reviews are like top 10% like of seen reviews, so that's a lot of power. Yeah, you know,
you have some influence.
That's true.
Yeah, so I mean influencer.
Right, like a data influencer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah, smart. The Chinese beat me to it, though. They've got me overwhelmed in droves.
Right.
They just got bots doing it for them.
Right. That's true. You pick a movie, but you change one character. It can be any character on it. And I was thinking, you know, all right, Star Wars. You got Star Wars. Pick one character and just take him out and switch him with somebody current.
Okay, Chewbacca, I'm going to swap out for OG Mudbone.
That's who Chewbacca is.
Chewbacca. I don't know. I could take it more seriously. Like, no, we'll go around the table if you want.
That's pretty good.
Michael?
I think I'm going to go from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I'd like to make the T-Rex someone. Like, someone just really obnoxious.
The T-Rex, you want it to talk?
No, just be a person. Oh. So instead of like a dinosaur, like a person. Just like a large version of that person.
Okay. Oh, damn, dude. Like a giant amongst T-Rex.
Yeah, I was like first thought maybe like Danny McBride. Just a
right.
Like, or all the dinosaurs are like right. Danny McBrides.
Who would you
It's like Jack the Beanstalk, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you putting in as a T-Rex?
Dude. Jack Black was in my Jack head.
Yeah. Ooh.
I like that.
I was thinking Rosie O'Donnell.
Ooh. Yep, I can see that too.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Or who's that girl that plays in Tammy? She's the identity thief.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, but dude, that's even better. Melissa McCarthy.
And then, that's great. Yeah. The other, yeah.
That's a good one. What do you got?
Fuck.
You wrote the question.
I know, dude. I didn't even think about it, dude. Oh, I like that. Dude, Fast and Furious, and I take Vin Diesel for the...
Zin Diesel?
Vin Diesel for Keanu Reeves.
What were you telling me on the way here? Dude, you said for someone?
No, that was...
Better for an alive person?
No, I would take Fast and Furious, Vin Diesel, and I would trade him dude, for Keanu Reeves.
Not cool, man. not enough times passed. Way too soon.
When was that, anyway?
Not that long
ago. Oh, there's conspiracy that that wasn't an accident, by the way.
I've heard that one.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I have heard that.
They have conspiracies on everything.
It's called the truth.
Right.
It's called people can't accept the truth.
You can find
truth.
It on 4chan.
Right. Right.
And Reddit.
Yeah. Some of them are. Some of them are not.
Was there more movies that we wanted to swap out characters in?
I feel like maybe Anakin in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I feel they're all Star Wars related.
Who are you taking?
I'd like to put someone like really awkward in there, like Michael Cera.
Mm-hmm.
Superman.
Oh, man.
Imagine him trying to flirt with Padme. He would not have that riz.
Right.
No,
right. Yeah, right. Oh, man.
You look like an angel. Are you an angel?
Yeah.
Nah, Michael Cera would say something like obscure, like, oh, no. Like,
yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey.
You'd punch your boob.
Right. Oh, it's from Superman.
Oh, that'd be great.
Who's that? Who's Cheeseburger Eddie? What's that guy's name?
Oh, the guy that has cheeseburgers on Barstool?
No. No, Cheeseburger.
Granny Balls.
No, the guy from, like, Longest Yard. What's his name? He's Jack. He's the Jack guy.
Oh, like the
Terry?
Terry Crews? Yeah, Terry Crews.
Yeah. You could sub in Terry Crews.
Dude.
Harry Potter, but it's Terry Crews.
Lord of the Rings, Bilbo. He's Bilbo. Yeah, Sam's got to carry him up.
No, dude. Oh, man. Yeah, if he was Frodo from Lord of the Rings, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, he actually, like, fought his way across, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. That would work out.
That'd be kind of cool. I feel like he'd deal with Gollum pretty quickly.
Dude, James Franco in a lot of movies. He's a very transverse actor. I think I could see him in... Fuck. I don't know any other movies.
Snape?
Dude.
Oh, dude, he'd probably be a good Snape.
Snape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would. He's not old enough yet, though. But he'd be...
He'll get
cocky.
Yeah. He can be an asshole.
Shit.
I think you just think of that because he's a bad guy in movies.
Right, yeah, except Pineapple Express. Yeah. Fucking rocks in Pineapple Express.
Fact.
Well, drug dealers, bad guys.
Dude, so. They are bad guys. But he was a funny bad guy.
Ted's not here.
I like it.
Yeah, I think I cracked your code on, like, replacing people for people. Replace any main character with Mark Wahlberg.
That's your go-to. I like it.
Darth Vader, Mark Wahlberg.
Shit. Mark Wahlberg. Dude, he could do it.
I don't think so.
The difference is he'd never fucking lose. Ever. Especially against Bray Cooper.
The Death Star would have never blown up.
Dude, I had on here, like, you know.
Brad Cooper couldn't pull it off. Actually, I think I took Brad Cooper, so.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. I still stand by that.
All right, here.
Sorry, Mark Wahlberg.
Humans only started recording history 6,000 years ago, which is only 3% of human history.
Mm.
That's how long humans have been on the Earth.
Damn, dude.
It's a fact.
Damn.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I wrote that down. I thought that was interesting. Also, butterflies can't, they don't sleep.
That's like a sad thing, dude. That should be like a, that could be like a tattoo. That that's like a 30-year-old white girl tattoo. Butterflies never sleep.
Right. Oh, yeah. They rest. That's what, oh, it was on. It was on Animal Planet. The scientist was telling me this.
Holy crap.
For a little bit more reference, butterflies only live for 1 or 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
They just hit it hard.
They don't have time. They don't have time to sleep. Literally, you're bing, bing, bing.
What's in that nectar, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this eclipse is coming up.
Oh, yeah, shit, dude.
Are you trying to take off?
I'm trying to take a day
dude,
off.
Dude, are you going to take off for real?
Yeah.
I want to have, like, a bonfire. And, like, dude, imagine having a bonfire midday. And then, you know, the sun just goes away for fucking 4 minutes, dude. That's not going to happen again for, like, I don't know, like, 100 years.
Yeah.
Like, right over top of us, it's going to be 3.5 minutes long.
Like is that a long time?
That's a long time. So
is it a long time? Is 3.5 minutes a long time?
Dude. Some would say it's average. Oh.
I think that's a good effort.
You're just having a
hard time. I just don't know if this eclipse is going to impress too many of our female listeners.
Yeah, dude. But I'm going to have a raging bonfire, and it's going to go pitch black.
A raging bonfire.
You burn everything.
Oh, we got all these pallets at work.
We're going to have a Pink Floyd playing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Dude. Oh, dude, that's going to be nice. Man, it's going to be a good time.
Some real, like, deep, like, Pink Floyd track, too.
I don't even have
I want to be playing cornhole. That sounds fun.
How many things at once, man? How many things at once?
Just cornhole, dude. I don't know.
You have 3.5 fucking minutes.
Right, dude. I want to play cornhole and, yeah, listen to music.
Damn, dude.
I feel like that's similar, like, if a meteor was about to strike the Earth, like that's how I'm going out.
Yeah,
I want to be playing cornhole with Pink Floyd with
right.
my family.
Hopefully not Pink Floyd, but yeah,
maybe some Miley. Party in the USA.
Yeah, Party in the USA. Whole family there. That's how it's gonna happen.
Playing cornhole by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about taking off work, but it's like
no, I'm going to. It's gonna happen. It's a big event, you know. It's like landing on the moon.
The only thing I told them that, like, up here that we have the difficulty with is the overcast.
Mm-hmm.
We do get a lot of overcast, and yeah. I think it's in April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that could possibly be an issue.
That would suck.
That would really suck.
But whatever. They'll let us know early, and then if I want to, like, drive somewhere, I don't know if I would go that far.
What are you going to, a meteorologist?
Yeah. They get most of the time. You know, they know where it's not cloudy. Like, even if it's, like, you know, clouds here and there.
Mm.
They can figure it out.
They're pretty good. I mean, they can track the clouds.
Right.
You can see them.
What are they, right? 75% of the time?
No, more than that. In the 70s, they were not that good. But nowadays, it's pretty accurate.
Imagine being a meteorologist in the, like, 60s, 70s.
You're dude, just, you can say whatever the hell you
just
want.
Waking
dude,
up
back
just...
then. Dude, you know, yo, Meemaw's fucking knee hurt. So, you know, this is what it's going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, the cows are getting restless. There's a storm's coming up.
Imagine all them ham radios. Oh,
the goats keep climbing up the hay bales again.
Well, they had TVs in the 70s.
Right.
They weren't on
right,
ham radios.
Right. No, but like in the 50s, you know, there was probably meteorologists then.
I don't think they had meteorologists in the 50s.
I heard something.
Who cared about the weather?
I'm looking
in the
it up.
50s.
I was on meteorologist TikTok.
Like,
farmers cared. Farmers always cared.
Well, they had the Farmer's Almanac. That was their script for the year.
No.
They had the original script.
No, I think that there's like a... they would probably broadcast it over a radio so they could listen to see, like, what's going on in other places and feel where the wind's coming from.
Yeah. 340 BC.
Meteorology?
That's when it started.
Fuck you, Mikey.
I imagine
the 70s. Got punked, dude.
Yeah, but back then, they were
on television. That's when you want
to
hear.
Yeah, but then they were also saying, well, if it rains today, we have to sacrifice, like, 100 people.
Oh, that's true. That was meteorology.
1936 as a broadcast.
That's we got to light a virgin on fire so it rains.
Yeah, man. It didn't. Mikey's right. It was the Farmer's Almanac back in 1800. It didn't start till the 36.
Yeah, you said 1950, wild. Didn't you?
Yeah.
You said who cared about in the 50s. I was like definitely saying radio. 36, though? Still, I would. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Farmers back in the day were just not hoping a prayer. It wasn't going to be a monsoon that year.
Pretty much.
Damn.
Shit, because, you know, we can predict hurricanes, you know, like a week in advance.
The Dust Bowl.
You know, they were just in the field. Just happened.
They tried diverting a hurricane with cloud seeding.
Yeah. Did it work?
It turned it into mainland and caused, like, massive amounts of destruction. Right. It, like, amplified
Brought it in early.
They thought they were smart on that one, too.
Man, that's bad.
And for those who don't know what cloud seeding is, the listeners...
You drop chemicals out the back of a plane and it makes a cloud, and then that precipitates and puts rain. It was used in Vietnam for warfare, even though the United States said they did it twice, actually. they were like oh yeah, and they like kind of like hush shut it down, and then started doing it to make it rain on enemies.
That's actually pretty cool. I'm looking it up right now.
Very interesting.
It's a weather modification technique that improves a cloud's ability to produce rain or snow by introducing tiny ice nuclei into certain types of sub-freezing clouds.
Dude, I rode my e-bike over to Heater's house.
Yeah, dude, you told me you got me.
How fast did that thing go?
What was my top speed? Or like just like pedaling?
No, did you max it out?
I was going downhill.
Yeah, what was it?
It was like 35 or 37 or something.
It's a little sketchy on a bike.
No.
Dude, that's what I was thinking, but like his bike's pretty solid. There's a lot of weight there.
It's got wide tires.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that helps. Wide tires.
So it doesn't like wobble.
Yeah.
I got back from his house in 15 minutes. Or sorry, 13 minutes. That's an average 20 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So when that's you pedal, cooking. Does it charge?
No. When you pedal, when you pedal, it turns the motor on and makes you go faster.
Makes you do like half torque.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yep.
I kind of want one.
Yeah.
You do. You need one. You don't even know it.
In the city? Dude, you could bike all over the place in the city. Like for those guys that deliver for Uber, you could just be doing that.
If I live in a village or a town or any of that,
dude, you know how dangerous it would be in the city? Oh, that's going to suck.
Yeah, people driving, idiots.
You get tons
of stuff. Man, it's worse. That's more dangerous, I think, than riding a motorcycle out in the country.
Watch out for clubbins.
Thank you for tolerating the International House of Podcast. You can find all of our content, including our polls and wagers, on Twitter/X @International House of Podcast. Please consider subscribing.